This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
For the very first time since Patrick Mahomes has become the starter for the Kansas City Chiefs, they will not win the AFC West. Oh. I am going with the Denver Broncos because how fantastic they were on defense a season ago, but how they upgraded this season as well. Adding a linebacker in Dre Greenlaw, adding Hufanga at the safety position, their first round pick was Jahdae Barron from Texas. But then when you look at the offensive side of the ball, I look at a guy in Bo Nix who had the ability to grasp a Sean Payton offense and run it to perfection in his rookie season. Well, the two glaring holes for Denver last season was the tight end position and the running back position. They drafted R.J. Harvey. They also acquired J.K. Dobbins, and they got Evan Engram at the tight end position. I'm looking for the Denver Broncos to win this division.
That is Harry Douglas from ESPN. All right, someone else is willing to say it. Denver. I want to bet Denver. So actually, I was just looking at ESPN.com as we close out on ranking season and we get to training camp this week for the Bills. Wednesday, first practice. It's going to be hot all week. 94 degrees in Pittsburgh on Thursday. Could be a record. It'll be close to a record there. The ESPN analytics guys, actually even beyond them, but Mike Clay, Seth Walder, Aaron Schatz, all collaborating to rank all 32 rosters in the NFL. If you're interested, by the way, the Bills are number 4. Goes Baltimore number 1, Philly number 2, Detroit 3, Buffalo 4. Whole roster. And they, of course, take quarterback into a huge account. Like, that's the Bills' biggest strength listed. Kansas City is 5. Denver is 6. Back-to-back. Kansas City and Denver. So, like, the Broncos don't have the elite quarterback that all those teams have, but they've got no big holes. And they've got a great offensive line. They've got a great defense. They could probably use a jump from one of their receivers next to Cortland Sutton to really have a fully formed offense. But Denver is going to be, I think, really threatening to the Chiefs this year. Just saw that ranking. The Bills, by the way, so on this ESPN article, so they have the 4th best offense, and no surprise, biggest strength is quarterback. Biggest weakness, safety. Taylor Rapp, Cole Bishop, DeMar Hamlin, Cam Lewis, and Derek Forrest as the safety room. But even that, like, biggest weakness, fair to say, about their safety room. Because Rapp is fine. He's got good traits, and he's got some bad traits. He leaves a lot to be desired in coverage. I think a lot of the numbers bear that out. He is one of the best, if not the best, tackling safety in the league. Like, there are no missed tackles for him. Missed tackle rate is, like, one of the lowest in football. So he's fine. But Bishop, it's the second time I've seen Bishop written about this morning. Bucky Brooks earlier in the day from NFL.com did his all breakout team in the NFL, and he had Bishop as the safety. They had two safeties listed, and Bishop was one of them. All breakout team in the NFL. And here's the ESPN guys talking about the biggest weakness on the roster, and they get right to safety. But they do mention that the one thing that could get that room to take a big step up is they have one player in there that could take a leap, and that is Cole Bishop, who's got the size and he's got the range and he's got the physicality to be able to fill in there. I mean, really, we did this a little bit earlier, that training camp for the Bills does not have many roster battles. And for me, Hairston is one of them. Corner is, okay, Max Hairston versus Trey White, and then Dane Jackson maybe outside looking in, and they'll all compete, Jamarcus Ingram if you want to. That corner position will be up for grabs, and if Maxwell Hairston doesn't win it, what's going to be the takeaway? It will be, all right, disappointing that Max Hairston didn't take that job and run with it, but understandable. He's a rookie. First training camp, he's a little bit smaller. Maybe there'll be a little bit of an adjustment for him to playing against more physical wide receivers. And Trey White is a steady pro that knows the system and is reliable. And even though I think he's got a deficiency right now with athleticism because of the injuries and the age, and he could definitely get beat one-on-one, he's in a defense that's usually pretty protective of those corners. So wouldn't be the end of the world. And you might even expect that, okay, fine, Harrison's going to come in and play somewhere in the middle of the year, and hopefully he just takes off from there. That happens all the time. Safety, though, that roster battle is, if Bishop doesn't win it, if they walk into camp and Cole Bishop doesn't win the job outright, given that his competition isn't that great. Hamlin is trustworthy, but is going to get exposed like he did in the AFC Championship game if he ever has to cover a guy one-on-one. Kansas City in that AFC Championship. So, all right, you guys want to play man coverage? We're going to get Damar Hamlin covering our slot receiver, and you're never going to be able to stop that. And in part, that's what happened. All the flack that Elam got for playing in that game and being terrible, and he was, Hamlin got cooked a few times. But otherwise, he's in the right spot, and he's a pretty good tackler too. Good in run support. Just not going to be giving you that high-end play ever, really, from that position. And Derek Forrest, is just a veteran that, you know, maybe there's a little bit more there than what you had before, but that's not a profile that you're expecting big things. Cam Lewis has been a very good depth player. Like, that's your room. Bishop is second-round pick, second year, got a year in the system. He's healthy right now. He's big. He's athletic. If he doesn't win the job, and it's not because of injury, then that'll be really demoralizing. That's going to feel like a missed pick. Hairston cannot win the job, and you won't think that at all. It'll just be, well, we just got to wait to see him, and he needs some adjustment. If Bishop in year two doesn't beat that competition, something's wrong. He either doesn't get it, or he's just there, but he's not making the play. I don't even know. It could be more of a mental thing for him, understanding the position. Because in college, he was a guy that would play down more in the box, and maybe now he's being asked more to move back a little bit. But Bishop not winning that job, to me, would be a lot worse than any other result around the roster. In a roster battle. Because there's not really, again, there's not much of this. There's receiver, there's Curtis Samuel, and there's Elijah Moore at the end of it. So, one thing that I was looking at in the break, the Bills going into training camp, and you're going to hear a lot of, and we'll even do them, like 53-man roster projections, who's going to make the team, be focusing on that for the next couple of weeks, who's on the outside looking in, bubble players, who's a practice squad guy, and that'll be a lot of the preseason. The Bills still have work to do on the salary cap. And this is where I'd want like a Mike Jannetty or somebody to tell me exactly how much work they actually have to do. Because if you go to SpotTrack right now and you look at the Bills' salary cap situation, you look at the whole league. Look at the whole league in the salary cap situation. The Bills have the least amount of cap space in the NFL. Right now, if you look at top 51 players, the Bills actually, by SpotTrack's numbers, and these aren't exact because the league is usually a little bit different, but SpotTrack has the Bills at $810,000 over the salary cap with top 51. And nobody else, that there's nobody else that's true of. It's just the Bills. What's the move that's going to free up a few million? Because you've heard Bean talk this way. It's not just about being, you know, one penny below the salary cap. You need a little bit of operating space in case you got to add guys in the middle of the year, and that's just for depth. But I mean, if you want to make a trade deadline acquisition, you need even more. And right now, they've got nothing at all, least in the league. So what's the move to come? Because earlier mentioned Curtis Samuel and how, well, if you trade Curtis Samuel, you save $7 million of the nine. It's a giant chunk. And if you wanted to use that and earmark it for, well, if we want to make that gives us our operating room. And if you want to make a move at the deadline because some player, some linebacker, some corner, some lineman got injured, well, now you have the space to be able to add. The problem, though, with that is, for Samuel specifically, is I like the player, and I think they like the player, and it would be...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Would it be weird or would it just be disappointing that he finished strong last season and you started seeing glimpses, the Denver game especially, glimpses of the player that they added? And they gave him a 3-year contract. So giving up on that, when he does present a dangerous skill set at a position where you could use that upgrade, I wouldn't want to punt on that. He might be fifth on my depth chart right now for the Bills at receiver, but if he stays healthy, he could climb that, and he could be somebody that's making a difference week to week. So I wouldn't want to do that. So what else is it? I could go to AJ Epenesa for this And I don't know how much of a bubble, roster bubble candidate he'll be as we get to camp and we start talking about these things. But just from a cap perspective, I'm looking at him and like, okay, that is with, again, this is where the tough part is, though. You'd have to make it a trade because just cutting these guys, there'd be no point in that. You're not saving any money. For both Epinesa and Samuel, it's only $400,000 you would save by moving on from them. Trading Samuel is $7 million. Trading Epinesa saves you $6.2 million. So can you find a team out there that is really light at defensive end, it's got cap space, and they like the player enough that they'll give you a day three pick and you get your cap room? Again, though, I would feel less strongly about Epinesa for this than I did Samuel. But defensive end, I don't know if that's the position you want to be subtracting from right now. Bosa is already hurt. Landon Jackson, albeit minor, thank goodness, and should be good this week, already picked up a little bit of an injury. Michael Hoyt is suspended. Like, your numbers are already thinning there a bit. You want to subtract Epinesa from that? Again, I could make a very strong argument you wouldn't want to do that. So I don't know what the move's ultimately going to end up being. Maybe there's an extension to come somewhere. They could sign Connor McGovern. He's going into the final year of his deal. Maybe there's another guy that I'm not thinking about for this right now. I mean, it could also just be James Cook, right? Could they sign James Cook to his extension and free up some room? But as I look at this, I feel like something's got to happen. If I'm understanding this correctly and where their cap space is, they've got to do something. 803-0550 is the phone number. Training camp starts on Wednesday. Jay in Rochester is next up. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just want to go back to the Sean McDermott thing here.
Sure.
Discussion. Because I think it's really, you know, the problem with Buffalo and our fans. Everybody's accepting and has this loser mentality that just because Sean McDermott got us out of the drought, and in my opinion, it wasn't Sean McDermott. It was Josh Allen, number 17, who actually did it. That we owe him this extra year of extra 2-3 years. Let's write him out and see if we can win the Super Bowl. I think it's already been proven that Sean McDermott is not a Super Bowl championship winning coach. And the only thing that matters in this day and age is Super Bowl championships. I've lived through 4 Super Bowl losses in a row. After the first one, everybody was, oh, we're going to win another one. After the second one, oh, we're definitely going to win. After the third one, we're definitely going to win. After the fourth one, oh, for sure we're going to win. People have that attitude with Allen now. Nothing's guaranteed. We're actually on the back end of his career. It's time to move on from Sean McDermott. He's proven he's had enough opportunities. We need to get in here, shake some things up. And anything less than a Super Bowl title is a failure. And it's just a joke that he hasn't even gotten to a Super Bowl. And people act like he's a Super Bowl winning coach. Same thing with Brandon Bean.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. I don't think he's treated like a Super Bowl winning coach, personally. Depends who you ask. He's got a lot of critics in town. And I think you see these coach rankings once in a while pop up, and it always feels like he's lower than you would expect. There was one the other day where I think he was 13th or something from, was it Fox maybe, whatever it was. And those lists don't even matter. But, and by the way, I mean, Josh Allen is the reason they are a Super Bowl contender every single year. He was not the quarterback of the drought breaker. Like, the team that broke the drought, that's Tyrod at quarterback, that's McDermott. So there's that. Minor point. I think it is fair to say that there's a deficiency with this coaching staff that has kept them from at least even going to the Super Bowl without winning it. To me, though, it's just the get out coached by Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo. And there are a lot of examples of that. But I'll even use Reed for this. It just because I'm at a point now where, like, I understand that comment about McDermott. For me, though, it's I'm not there yet. I'm needing a couple more years. Because I don't think that the stat about a quarterback and a coach not winning in their first, whatever it is, 5 years together. That stat, by the way, is I think it's a coach and a quarterback that have not won the Super Bowl in their first 5 years, never won it together after that. Like, you got to do it in the first 5 or it doesn't happen. I don't really think it's meaningful. It could happen this year. But The thing that I would care more about, look at Andy Reid would be the guy I might want to hold up for this. Andy Reid in Philadelphia with Donovan McNabb went to NFC Championship after NFC Championship after NFC Championship and lost most of them. He won one, got to the Super Bowl, lost that one. And he was, for a while, the coach that just not a championship caliber coach. Couldn't win the, didn't have the finishing touch to win it. For Reed, it was more about, though, clock management and game management decisions. That was more of it. And I don't think he is necessarily great in that area right now. But is it fair to say, along with, again, I recognize him getting Patrick Mahomes, I mean, it helps an enormous amount. It's the difference between his team now and those Eagles teams and those Alex Smith Chief teams. The quarterback difference is obviously huge. But did he learn things from being in Philadelphia? He makes mistake after mistake. Does he get better in those areas? That's one area that I'd want to look for in Sean McDermott and the Bills' defense in the playoffs. Because I'm going to need to see some signs of that soon. But I'm not giving up to the fact that, or not giving up on the idea that they could someday have that answer. Warren Sharp pointed out last week on the station that Kansas City, in this era, in this like 5-6 year period, against the Bills, averages 34 points per game. And against all other opponents in the playoffs, they average 24 points a game. The Bills average 10 more points per game to that team in the postseason than everybody else does. And that's a black mark. That's the reason. It's the reason why they haven't beat him. Does that mean they never will? I'm not resigned to that as a definitive. I'm not convinced that it can never happen, that they unlock some scheme or personnel grouping, a package of players together that is able to give you the performance that you need. But I would admit, like, I wouldn't be giving them forever to figure that out. It's already been a long time. I mean, their first meeting with the Chiefs in the playoffs is 5 years ago. It's half a decade. So you got to see some evidence of it soon. Or the calls like that, I think, will only grow in volume. But for me, like, I'm not in a rush. I think he's a great coach. I think he's going to give you turnovers on defense every year. And that, to me, is pretty impressive. That for such a fluky up-and-down stat, getting turnovers on defense, the Bills have been top 10 every year with McDermott as coach. And in the last couple of years, it's top 5, I think, every year, except the one that it was like 7-3 years ago. Whatever. The Bills are going to take the ball away. They're going to play good defense in the regular season. And you just need that next step into the playoffs. So I think he's a very good coach. Is he the best coach in the league? That's why earlier I mentioned that, you know, just hanging out with some buddies this weekend. And it's like, how many guys would you move on from him for? This were, you know, fantasy football. How many would you move on from McDermott for? And there's not many, but there were a couple. But some of them you can't get. Like Andy Reid, specifically. Reid, by the way, like, if that's your deficiency, I just think it's not really that. You know, you are second best in this respect, but it's hard to beat that guy. Like, I personally think he's the best coach ever. Said that last week. Like, you compare him to Belichick, and sure, Belichick's got more rings, but if you look at how much Brady rose Belichick's record from their time together versus how much Mahomes raises Reed's record, he adds the Super Bowls, but the record is not that different. Whereas you go over to the New England side of thing, and it's like a massive gulf. Belichick without Brady versus with Brady. I think Reed is excellent. And I don't think there are many that could out-coach him in a playoff game like that. That's not to say you shouldn't resign yourself to forever being second best on that. Just you give this guy a few more chances at least, and should there come a day where you say, all right, I got to give someone else a crack, like I believe that that day should exist. There should be a clock, and it shouldn't be you get Allen's whole career, and if you don't win one, that's fine. But today's not that day for me personally. 803-0550 is the phone number. Training camp starts on Wednesday. On the Sabres embedded piece, I got another thought on that. One thing the Sabres are very obsessed with right now, and it became very evident when watching them go through the draft process, and they had a 30-minute embedded series that came out yesterday, and just a couple of other things I noticed from that I want to get to when we come back. If you got a call on the Bills, feel free to call in at 803-0550. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.